future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's Friday, the 8th of December, 2017. The current price of Bitcoin is $15,301, which is up 1% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently at $451, which is up 6%. Litecoin is currently at $100, which is up 4%. Dash is at $727, which is up 6%. The current market cap for cryptocurrencies is $407 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that market is 62.1%. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash. Crypto news stories from around the world.
Government regulators issue strong warning on Bitcoin futures. A fantastic story here talking about the inside track of the futures market for Bitcoin and what this really means, and also what will happen to the price. Is it going to be manipulated, and how are they going to control that? So let's get into the story. Bitcoin futures are coming from a number of arenas. The recent announcements from the Chicago Mercantile Board of Exchange, CBOE, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, CME, and the Tokyo Financial Exchange. However, in spite of massive run-up in Bitcoin anticipation, US regulators are clear that they will keep very tight control over the market. According to statements from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC regulators will be paying careful attention to the Bitcoin futures market in order to ensure that they are not manipulated. According to Andrew Bush, the CFTC's Chief Market Intelligence Officer, the exchanges are looking at the underlying cash contract to make sure it's not manipulated. Our role as derivative regulators is to make sure the futures contract is not manipulated. We're going to do that for sure. This is a unique animal, unlike any commodity we've looked at before. Complaints already? According to reports, however, there have been complaints from the Futures Industry Association that the potential risk for Bitcoin futures is substantial. The CFTC has nevertheless approved the futures market for both the CBOE and CME. And the NASDAQ has made suggestions that it will also be offering trading in Q2 of 2018. The Bitcoin price has skyrocketed in recent days and remains highly volatile ahead of the massive mainstream adoption that futures represent. Great story. Let's get on to the next one. Just before we get to our next story, here's a quick message brought to you by our sponsor, the SVK Crypto Crowd, the UK's number one crowd investment club. The SVK Crypto Crowd is a community of like-minded cryptocurrency investors and enthusiasts. Leveraging the power of the group, the SVK Crypto Crowd aggregates investor interest to negotiate more favorable terms with up-and-coming ICOs. Benefit from the exclusive pre-negotiated discounts unavailable to the public. Access the inside track on the most exciting up-and-coming ICOs. To join the exclusive members club, email myself at cstory@svkcrypto.com, which is cstory@svkcrypto.com. When emailing myself, please have the email subject Crypto Crowd. Once I receive that, I'll send you all the information needed on the crowd and how to get signed up. On top of this, I'm going to add in an exclusive preview of the next deal the crowd is looking at. So what are you waiting for? Email myself, sign up now. Let's get on to the next story. Bitcoin is like American Revolution currency, says Alan Greenspan. A slightly negative tone to the story, but listen, I'm here to bring you all crypto relevant news. So let's get into the story. Former US Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said that Bitcoin can be compared to that of the early form of money in the US called the Continental Currency. That was used during the American Revolution in the mid-18th century. The money was introduced in 1775 and became worthless by 1782. In an interview of CNBC, Greenspan explained that Bitcoin is irrational and will eventually suffer the same fate as the Continental Currency, which was not supported as a commodity like gold during its time. He added that the war currency was still utilized to create real goods and services, even though it had no real value. He argued that this is the state of Bitcoin today. Bitcoin is a very fascinating example of how human beings create value and not always get it right. It's a rational currency in this case. Phenomenal performance of Bitcoin. The criticism for Alan Greenspan on the value of Bitcoin comes amidst the eye-popping upward trajectory of the price of the most famous virtual currency. The number one crypto has gained thousands of dollars in value in the past 48 hours. And I would say as well, because I read this, I watched his interview. He said one of the issues with Bitcoin is that controlling the allowance. I don't think he was aware that there's only 21 million available. So I also think that Alan Greenspan isn't the right person to really be speaking about this subject in particular. But anyway, that's my Australian Securities Exchange will become the world's first to adopt blockchain. The Australian Securities Exchange, ASX, announced today that it intends to implement blockchain technology to replace its current system for processing equity transactions. ASX, in partnership with Digital Asset, who are providing the technology, will be the world's first securities exchange to adopt blockchain technology in the operation of its core services. The exchange is implementing blockchain technology to replace its current clearing and settling system. CHESS, Clearing House Electronic Subregister System. Pretty cool name. The distributed nature of blockchain is an upgrade as it provides an opportunity to transact faster and more securely, reducing costs across the board. The ASX came to the decision in partnership with Digital Asset, a consulting company that helps financial institutions adopt distributed ledger technology. The Australian Exchange has spent the last 2 years researching and testing distributed ledger technology, which has included two independent third-party security reviews of digital asset solutions. ASX expects to transition to the new system at the end of March 2018. This move marks a significant moment for blockchain tech adoption, putting Australia in the lead in the traditional financial sector's race to understand, experiment with, and implement distributed ledger technology. Digital Asset CEO Blythe Masters stated that, together, DA and our client ASX have shown that the technology not only works, but can meet their requirements of mission-critical financial infrastructure. The ASX has been one of the main people to test out the blockchain infrastructure, but with them, you've had the NASDAQ, the London Stock Exchange, and the Japan Exchange also testing this new infrastructure. With that in mind, let's move on. The following message is brought to you by our sponsor, QuantStamp. QuantStamp is the first scalable security audit protocol designed to find issues in the Ethereum smart contracts. They connect developers, investors, and users via proof of audit. Not only do they do this, they also enable automated checks on smart contract security risks and automatically rewarding verifiers who manage to identify the bugs. The token will allow the platform to operate in a scalable, fully decentralized fashion, delivering computation fees to verifier nodes and bounties for finding weaknesses. Make sure your token has the right stamp. Make sure it's being quant stamped. To request an audit, please head to www.quantstamp.com.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
The top Twitter tweet today goes to Ted Rogers, and you can go follow him at Ted M. Rogers. It's true that having 1 billion users would protect Bitcoin from state actors. It's also true that having powerful institutions invest and hodl protects Bitcoin. That is happening now. Great tweet. The second tweet is from r.spectre, and you can go follow him at rf4ev3r. Interesting Twitter tag. And here it is, the tweet. Lo and behold, the future of currency. The savior. The banked, the unbanked, and unbanked, the banked. Bitcoin is real. Get into it. I love it. On to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
The ICO we are looking at today is Refirium Token Sale. Super interesting ICO. Let's go into the project description. So Refirium is a referral marketing project that rewards players for promoting online games. The project aims to redistribute game marketing budgets away from advertising agencies and towards players and influencers on platforms such as Twitch and YouTube. Game developers and promoters can buy the protocol token, RFR, and offer bounties for promotion and game achievement, which are completed by influencers and developers. The bounty rewards in RFR are redistributed via smart contracts. The platform will integrate with Twitch, the world's largest streaming platform in Unity, the world's largest game engine, to develop their own ecosystem. So let's go through the token sale a little bit quick here. So team openness is quite transparent. The blockchain developers of the team are a man by Dylan Jones and Oleski Matyshke. Technical white paper, there isn't one yet. Available project code, yes, from GitHub. Prototype, yes. Role of token is a payment. Token supply is 5 billion RFR tokens. And by the way, RFR is the token symbol name. Distributed in ICO 2.5, so they're going to be distributing half of the tokens. It's on the Ethereum blockchain, which means it's an ERC20 token, and they're looking for an initial 1 cent per token. I believe the minimum investment goal is $1 million. The maximum investment cap is $25 million. There's no bonus at all to this as well, which is quite interesting. So, I mean, let's look at the competition real quick. So, broadly, the gaming industry has been a popular area for blockchain-based projects in 2017. Projects such as Wax, Engine Coin, and Mobile Go have raised significant amounts through token sales, although these projects focus on other aspects such as virtual marketplaces and inter-game payment systems. Ethereum appears to be the first blockchain-based project to specifically address the industry's marketing inefficiencies, which is very interesting. They're incorporated the company in Delaware, so they're a C corporation. I mean, the team itself is quite interesting. The project itself, I mean, you know, the goal is a nice goal, you know, decentralizing everything and putting the money into the hands of the people for promoting it themselves, taking it away from the corporations. And that's great, but I just don't think these guys are able to execute. They haven't done any other projects in the past related to this. So this is something we're going to watch very carefully. But as it is at the minute, we haven't got a date where this is going to be released. But as I said, this has come across my desk. I wanted to kind of give you guys a small preview of what's to come with this project before I'll go through the details that I've got at the minute. What I'll do is next week, I'll go through in a lot more detail and we'll break it down once the technical white paper has been delivered. And I, myself and the SVK crypto analyst team over here will work through it all day and all night so we can deliver the best analysis we can on this. Now, I also want to say what's very interesting in the crypto market at present, we've had a lot of sector rotations. We saw highs of Bitcoin at $16,000. We saw the altcoins at all-time lows. And this is from the money moving from the altcoins into Bitcoin, which raises the price up. You see, the altcoins had a huge discount. Now, this is time to buy. And the reason it's time to buy is because of this. They're buying into Bitcoin. Everything drops down. And then guess what happened today? All the altcoins started picking up again. Surprise, surprise, because everyone's buying them at the cheap rates. Now, this is something you have to watch out for. When Bitcoin's at all-time highs, look what's happening in the altcoin market. Because if it's at a 10 to 20% discount, it's a buy, it's a strong buy. And this isn't investment advice, but do some work on it. Let me know your thoughts. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a fantastic weekend. I will be back Monday. If you have any further questions, you know, in the weekend, please email myself, cstory@svkcrypto.com, or tweet us at @svk_crypto. Have a fantastic day. I got to bounce.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @svk_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.